This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us, 844-551-8255. Could not be more happy to be with you today to explain what's going on in the world, us working it out together, sometimes me playing professor and you playing student. Or, well, I have to play professor because I can't really hear you, can I? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Ariana Grande sends her love to Las Vegas. Yeah, I don't know if that means anything to you, but she's a little songbird that one of her most famous things she did, she was at a bakery and she licked donuts and put them back. Yeah, so that when other patrons came in to buy them, they could eat her spit. That's Ariana Grande. She's the one who went to Paris and had her concert and people got shot up, if you remember that. The other thing that Ariana Grande is known for is she says, I hate America and I hate Americans. But she sends a shout out to Vegas. Hey, Vegas, we feel so bad for you. I feel so terrible. Really, Ariana? Do you really feel terrible for all those people who were killed by a leftist because of people like you? You think Ariana really cares? Or do you think, like all these other leftist entertainers, she's decided, you know what? I got to chime in. Hey, Ariana, you might want to go to the Tom Petty funeral. That's a place where you might find your people. Yeah, Tom Petty died. I don't have anything against Tom Petty. I don't, we all got to die. But I don't have anything against the guy. I think he was a leftist, but so what? Was he so vile that I remember things that he said or did? I don't. You may. But you know what? All these guys, they got to grow up. And the only way we're going to make these folks grow up, the Ariana Grandes of the world and the George Clooneys and all them, is we got to stand strong. She hates America. Leftists think that we're stupid. Hey, Vegas, I'm really sorry you got shot up by that lunatic leftist. Gun control. They think we forget. They think that they say things. I hate America. I hate Americans. Oh, but I'll give a shout out to Vegas. Because it's timely. It looks good on the resume. Ariana tweeted her love for Vegas. Oh, we love you too, Ariana. And then she'll get 50 million retweets and likes and everybody from the left will be, oh, she's so amazing. She said, I hate America. And I hate Americans. And I won't forget it. Vegas is America, Ariana. You sure you want to send that shout out to the people at Vegas who were killed by your leftist patron? Yeah, look, I just don't want you to forget. In the time of instant media, in the time of more information than anything, how could you possibly remain a leftist? When you see these lunatics, talked about them, we've been talking about them all week. Why? Because these lunatics are the people that go out and shoot Republicans at a baseball game. We're not talking about, I mean, not that there's any reason to be going around shooting Republicans, but we're not talking about a rally or something. We're talking about people just out there having fun, and they go shoot people. Then we get people like the teacher, who says, pray that only the Trump-tards died. Yeah, that's a real healthy attitude to be teaching our kids. Educator, and I'm using my finger quotes, of course. Yeah, let's tell the kids that, hey, it's okay if we selectively kill people. Hitler. Does it remind you of anybody? Hitler. That's the way they think. We had a pizza owner, a deli owner who said, you know what, it's a bunch of hicks over there. It's white people killing white people. What are we concerned about? Guy's name was Gordelli or something. He's an Italian. Mr. Italian, what do you think black folks are going to do? When the purge comes, you think they're going to save you because you decided, oh, hey, I tweeted about white people being killed in Vegas. Please don't beat me up and take my wallet. And these people are crazy. They don't want to recognize the obvious. Look, I'll help you out. Black folks are committing way too much crime. It isn't because we're black. It's because of circumstances. Leftists, like this Gordelli and Ariana Grande and all these other leftists, are the reason that black folks are in the condition that they're in, which causes them to do the things that they do. And yet, they continue. And you try to talk sense into them, and you know what they say? You're a racist. Yeah, whatever. I will show you racist today on the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. I promise you, I will show you leftism racist like you've never seen before. It's like this CBS lady. She doesn't care about the people killed in Las Vegas because they were country and western, you know, country audience. Ergo, they must be conservatives. They must be Trump. What was the word? I don't know what she used, but that was her rationale. But these people want you to believe we care. Hey, black people, we care about you. We care. Seriously. As long as you remain left. But you go to the right. And then you're just like those country people. You're just like those conservatives. You're just like those Trump-tards. And we will kill you all. See, they don't want to tell you that. We love you, black people. You're amazing. Vote Democrat. Black people, we love you, we love you. You're not fooling me. They want to get black folks into the kill zone, and they've got us there. And you know what they did? They were so smart about it. They got us in the kill zone, and we started killing each other. We said, bring on your Planned Parenthood and kill our babies. You can even sell the baby parts. And you know what? Don't bother sending the cops or anybody else. We'll take good care of ourselves by shooting each other. And when we do commit black-on-black crime, you know what we'll do? We'll do you one even better. We won't let people talk about it. Because that's going to solve the problem, right? Yeah, that'll work. Man, we got a lot to talk about. Ariana Grande sending her love. Man, woo, did you lick some donuts and send them to Vegas too, Ariana? What other love do you have to distribute, you lefties? I'm curious. If you want to call the show Lefties and argue with me, I'd love to have you do it. 844-551-8255. Because you know what? The line never rings with you chumps. And I know why. You don't want that beat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tragedy go to waste. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Hillary Clinton has taken to Twitter. Hillary wants to be relevant. And you know what she did? She learned what Donald Trump did, and she said, I'm going to make sure I do exactly what Donald does. So Hillary Clinton is following the Donald Trump tweeting. And what's funny about it is it's getting her in trouble. Because she said something along the lines of, the people in Vegas started running when they heard the gunshots. What if they'd use silencers? And, Hillary Clinton knows nothing about silencers and suppressors. She thinks it's the movies where everything goes, you know how they do in the movies? It's a suppressor, but you can still hear it. Believe me. But the only suppressor I can think of that the Democrats need is duct tape to put around Hillary Clinton's mouth. This chick will not shut up. And, you know, it's funny. You get this tragedy, And I'm thinking only of the human element of this. I mean, obviously, as a smart aleck, I've got to think about all of it and how I'm going to use it against the left. But my true heart is I immediately think, what if I were in that situation? What if my kids, what if I have friends? And then, as I told you guys, it turns out I have friends of friends that were there, and everybody's, you know, looking to make sure everybody's safe and all that. And the human element is legit. And for the record, it wouldn't matter where this occurred in the world, I would still feel identically the same about this. But not the left. They got to politicize it. Hillary Clinton, immediately, the guns. And it doesn't matter, folks, that this is a lefty who planned on doing this. If you look at who he targeted, you know he was making a statement. I tell you, I don't even know enough about this guy to say grace over, but I guarantee you he's a leftist who followed Hillary Clinton, voted for Hillary, loved Obama, and probably watched Mad Al and all of them. And he did he took the gun, modified it, and did exactly this in order to bring the gun control issue back. And, oh, by the way, kill a few Trump tards, as Ann would say on Twitter, the teacher. And so immediately they want to start talking gun control. I've yet to see liberals at any time, leftists at any time, say, man, we are so fortunate we had a gun. I'm so glad somebody was carrying a gun that day that saved that person's life. Cops use guns to save lives every single day in this country. And leftists say nothing. Humans, regular civilians and humans, we're all humans, well, not leftists, but regular civilians use guns every day in this country and save multiple lives, and they say nothing. But they wait for a tragedy like this to talk about all the angst of the world. You know what they're not talking about? Let me give you an example. They're not saying to the NFL players, hey, guys, all that gridiron stuff that you have that happens in your little war that you have that comes on at 3 p.m. or 12 p.m. Eastern time all over the country, when you guys pad up and put on your helmets and you go out on that field, and before you start your game, you take a knee. Let me tell you, whatever you do on that field doesn't compare to what just happened right in Las Vegas last Sunday. Nothing you do. You're taking a knee. All these young black guys are taking a knee for justice, right? Name me all the black people in the last decade who've been killed erroneously by cops that they believe have been killed erroneously by cops. And it doesn't even add up to a fraction of the people killed in one night in Las Vegas by a crazy leftist. Do you think they care? You think anybody's going to cry for Argentina? By way of Vegas, no, they do not care. It doesn't even register to them. You think the NFL is going to take a knee this Sunday in support of these people? Do you think they're going to stand in prayer in support of the people that were killed? Now, 50-plus people, I don't know what it is, dozens, I know that, and the hundreds that were wounded because of a madman. And you got a business owner in Illinois, a white guy, saying, well, it's just white people killing white people, nothing to see. Oh, really? So we have to colorize it for you guys to care, huh? It's just amazing to me. Joe Biden wants gun control. Mr. Get a Shotgun demands that the White House intervene. Intervene on what? Intervene on crazy leftists? I agree. We need to get crazy leftists off the street. Where do we start, Joe? How about with the Obama administration? All those ex-Obama bots. How about Hillary Clinton? How about all these people now running around talking about, ooh, guns. What? Somebody said, oh, one of the band members, they sent me a thing. One of the band members, now he's pro gun control now. He was anti-gun control for a while, but after this event, he's pro-gun control. And I said, I'll do you one better. There was a guy who was an atheist, and after this event, he found God. He was like, man, only a miracle saved me. I don't know why he did. I just saw the headline. So if we're going to be sensationalizing, how about we sensationalize that? Because let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. Well, like I said, the guy could have taken a semi and he could have run over as many people. We've seen that work. talk to me about gun control. The idea of gun control is silly. I'm not even entertaining you. Look, we already know the dog whistle. As soon as this happened, the very first thing we said, yep, conversation will be about gun control. We already know the playbook. So why do we entertain it? Silly. Crazy leftists. When the left celebrates one shooting where the gun is the hero, I'll talk about gun control. Does it not happen, Joe Biden? Does it not happen, Hillary Clinton? Do guns not save lives? Or is it always taking lives? Is it taking lives that should be taken? Sometimes you can save your life with a gun and you don't even have to pull the trigger. They think about that? You ever seen... I mean, I grew up around guns. You guys grew up around guns? You? Yeah? So, to me, it's no big deal. I don't and play around with guns or do anything. I understand the serious nature of that weapon. Nothing to be played. No joy in it. It's got a purpose. But when you see that, you know exactly what it's for. And when it's time to whip it out, you know, use it. Other than that, it's just a piece of your body. It just stays there. But when it's time to use it, it's time to use it. And the gun gets used more often for good, exponentially more often than good, than it does for evil. But the left don't care. They have a narrative to set. And Donald Trump made a comment like, we'll look at the guns or whatever. That's just to say, leave me alone. Yeah, I'll address guns. Don't panic, folks. We're okay. I'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You get on your knee and you don't respect the American flag or the anthem, that's not being treated with respect. This has nothing to do with race or anything else. This has to do with respect for our country and respect for our flag.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show, Fox News contributor, best-selling author. My latest book is Race Pimping. Go get it at racepimping.com. And the reason why I played that clip, that was Donald Trump being asked by the media about, you know, are you, what's this thing with the NFL? You know, is this a, you know, what do you want to do here? And he's like, this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with respect. Respect for the flag. And then he dismisses him. Talked about it the other day. It was, I wish you could see the video if you haven't seen it. It was like, shut up. Y'all ain't going to make this different. I mean, make this something that it isn't. And after I cover what I'm about to cover, which has to do with Paris, I want to talk about how the NFL is being, what the media wants you to believe about what's really going on with this. You know, who's really winning here, right? Is it Donald Trump? And he, you will, what I say to you will be unbelievable in terms of testing your sensibilities versus reality. And this is why you come here, because I challenge you to think for yourself. People ask me, Kevin, they're saying this or that. And I go, okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you see? And then people are like, well, I don't really see that. And I go, okay. So what you're telling me is, somebody says that an object falls from the sky, you know, and hits the ground, and then the left tells you there is no gravity. And you go, but the left is saying there's no gravity. And I go, yeah, but what did you see? Did you see the object fall from the sky? Yeah. What did it do? It hit the ground. What does that mean? It's gravity. So I'm trying to make you see the obvious. Because what the left does is what am I looking for? Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. They obscure. That's what I'm looking for. They obscure the obvious. They hide it from you. Sometimes they hide it in plain sight. You know, they'll tell you, hey, these illegals are good for you. And you're like, really? They are? Yeah. Yeah, if you bring in illegals, your economy booms. And you go, oh, well, okay. And how could you possibly believe that? And I say to you, okay, well, let's just put it down to your level. If I come to your house and I come stay, and I just come in. You come home one day from the baseball game, and the kids are like, who's that, Daddy? And you're like, I don't even know this black dude. And I'm eating your Cheetos, you know, and making myself some salsa, and I've got my feet kicked up or whatever. And they go, you know, what's going on? Did he ask his wife, did you leave the washing machine on? No, that was me. I'm just washing some old clothes I brought. I was smelling pretty ripe when I got here. Took a shower, too. You know, I mean, have I made you money? You know, I mean, it doesn't even make basic sense to bring these people over. I can talk to you about refugee resettlement, and I can show you statistics that show that since we started all this dispersion of Muslims around the globe, we've increased terrorism exponentially. It's not even a question of how it's happened. I mean, the more Muslim expansion, the more terrorism. Period. The more leftism, the more school shootings, the more suicides. I could give you stats that would make you say, we need to ban leftism. It's crazy to even consider anything else. But but here's the thing. I don't want to ban leftism. You've got to have a little bit of crazy. You got to know what you're dealing with. But do we have to have 50% of the nation be crazy? No. 20% of the nation that's crazy is bad enough. See, it used to be we were 80-20. Pretty much everybody was pro-American, and there were 20% of the people that found something to be mad about. Now it's 50. What do you say when it's 52, 55, 60? You're toast. So this is one of the most critical, it's not one of the most. This is the most critical time in the history of this country. I tell you guys all the time. You don't have to believe me, but it's true. You're in the midst of the biggest civil war. You think the civil war was fought in the mid-1800s. The civil war that was fought in the mid-1800s looks like playground fights comparing to what it is today. The civil war that you're fighting today is a fight for your very existence, your way of life, the lives of your kids. We're not talking about black folks. We're talking about everybody in this country that shares your ideology. And when I tell you this, people, oh, come on, Kevin. Okay, so the lady who said that Trump people, she said, pray that only Trump-tards died. Do you believe that woman cares 1 ounce about you? If she knows your politics. The other guy who said, it's just white on white crime, that's just community organizing. Really? The woman who said, it's country music folk. Who cares? I'm sorry to tell you, I don't have any sympathy for them dying. These are the people that you don't believe you're in a civil war with? The people that want to take a handful of folks that are lying about what's going on. I'm talking about these NFL kneelers. They want to take them and they want to say, these kids are bringing up the real America. That's a lie. But they want to exalt them. I want you to think about it this way. When you look at the civil rights icons of what yesteryear versus what the left will tell you an icon today, I want you to picture Michael Brown Jr. in a picture next to Martin Luther King. Now, the left today want you to believe that those two men are equal. Does that give you an idea of how distorted and twisted they are? Does that give you an idea of the civil war that you're fighting? They want you to believe that, what's his name? Something Anthony Smith? Anthony Lamar Smith? The guy who tried to run over the cop in St. Louis? They want you to picture him next to Rosa Parks. I want you to picture him next to Rosa Parks. They want you to believe those two are equals. Yeah. And I could go on. All these people that have been killed, drug dealers, would-be cop killers, thieves, you know, who knows what else, are the new civil rights icons, and they want you to forget your sensibilities. And they want you to say, yes, this heroin dealer who tried to run over a cop, he's the equivalent of an MLK or Rosa Parks or Medgar Evers. Do I really need to explain this? So I find this incredible that we believe that when these guys come to you and say something so insane that I got to explain it. I shouldn't have. There's nothing to explain here. That's lunacy. at its height. And if you're not out there explaining it this way, shame on you. When these guys want to take a knee, these NFL, you should say, yeah, we're doing memes where we put an NFLer next to a veteran who's lost his legs. And we say, you know, you let me know which one of these guys deserves respect. We put them next to statistics about blacks being killed and versus whites being killed and say, this is what you lean for. You lean for a lie. We call it civil wrongs. It's not civil rights. These are civil wrongs. To buy into this nonsense is to buy into all these crazy ideas. Oh, look, it's truly upside down world. Barack Obama's smart, right? That's what they tell you. Then the first thing you should do is go, let me go find out just how dumb he is. Because that's what I did. There was no secret to me. Kevin, he's the smartest guy. He's amazing. Have you heard him speak? That's like hearing some dummy who's from Britain, because he talks like this. You go, oh my gosh, Kevin, he's amazing. Listen to him. That accent is crazy. That's what makes him smart. Because he goes, well, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Well, what we need to do in America is we need to, you know, bring in more refugees. Because the refugees, you know, these people, they need a place to go. And, you know, America needs to show some compassion. And you're going, really? Okay, well, man, that was amazing. Oral skill, or, you know, what is it, oration skills? It was amazing. You know, the way he said it. I'm sorry, I'm not impressed. The minute the left tells you something, you should just immediately go, how do you think I do interviews? I do interviews, they go, oh, such and such, that's a lie. Immediately my mind goes, that's a lie. And then I respond back. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk more about these NFL guys, and I want to talk about Paris. I got off track here. I apologize, but I want to talk about this because it's important. What they want projected didn't get sold.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979. North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I will admit I am tough on black folks. And I'm also tough on leftists in general, but I'm particularly tough on black people, black leftists. And rightfully so. It's, you know, I have to be. It's called tough love. And in order to make these folks understand the game that's been being played, you got to use all the tactics to wake them up. They don't get it. I told you guys I had a conversation with a guy who's arguing with me about my stance, and Kevin, how can you say this? And you're hurting the race and all that. And I go, how so? Please explain it to me. And he goes on to talk to me about the angst. In fact, I told you guys I was on Steve Hilton's show, the British guy that's on the weekends on Fox. And I hear that he was shocked at what I was saying, that his look was like, what? But I heard that he went to the panel discussion with a very different idea once I talked to him. And I said, because he essentially told me that there's a reason, Kevin, that you should feel oppressed as a black man in America. And I'm going, please explain it to me. You know, enlighten me, man from Britain, who has no experience in America being black and growing up in the 60s as I do. Explain to me the angst that I should be feeling and all the things that you're seeing from your vantage point. And he's explaining, and I go, well, you happen to be wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Everything the guy said, I'm like, well, okay, great. So you got all this, all these things that were against us. And explain to me this. Explain to me how Oprah Winfrey is the... You can say Oprah, and we all know she set the standard in talk shows. Right? We talk about the number of young blacks that are highly successful. Doctors, lawyers, can get in. There's no limitation. There's no school we can't get into. There's no job we can't have. Back in the day, we had the menial jobs when this country was being built. Menial jobs. The jobs we had didn't even qualify for Social Security. FDR made sure of that. They don't talk about that. I asked him, I said, I would give you your argument that blacks are oppressed if you could explain to me why the blacks vote for the oppressors. Because everything that he described, the inner city blight doesn't exist in the country. You send a black man to small town America, give him a skill set, people won't care. He'll be a successful businessman within a couple of years. You send him to the city, he will be self-segregated into a ghetto area with no hope, no car, living on wealth. I mean, I'm just telling you, it won't be the same thing because he'll get all completely different influences. People will tell him what he can accomplish and all that. Other people, when he gets outside of that bubble, he'll be successful. And let me tell you why. Here's what will happen. You've got the elites of the city. These are Democrats. In some cases, they're black Democrats. And they will see that black man trying to rise up through the ranks. And if he has nothing, they will make sure he never has anything. Because there's already people that have. So why would I worry with you? Why do I need to build you when there's somebody that already has it? I'll take your ideas and I'll go give it to my buddy, make a few points. But I'm not going to let you succeed. Why would I? I'm already there. I'm in the elite. So the power structure that's in play says I will only let a few people in. I will hand select who's going to be it. But let's just look at the big picture of why these guys were kneeling. Because that's what he's like, Kevin, surely you can see why these guys were kneeling. No, not at all. The statistics don't back that up. But let's say that it did. Let's play devil's advocate and say black people are being killed. You've got a Democrat machine. Well, the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, where are they being killed? Are they being killed in, population 10,000 America? Because there's blacks in all these cities. Or are they being killed in big cities? Well, we all know the crime rate in cities over 100,000 is crazy in the black community. So they're being killed in big cities. Now, name me one of these big cities that's run by Republicans. Okay, so you can't name them. Right, because it doesn't exist. So, and I told him, I said, outside of Ferguson, which, by the way, is a bedroom community, and it's the only city where there was a Republican mayor, Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit, you name it, where there's all kinds of crazy, crazy amounts of violent crime, are all run by leftists. In many cases, black leftists. And I said, now, you can't find a Republican on the ticket. Why waste your time? I'm not wasting my money to run for office in a city where it's run by Democrats. Who is responsible for the police? The mayor. Who is what? A Democrat, and very well likely a black Democrat. So the very thing that these kids claim they fight against, they put into office. Now, If you want to tell me that you're oppressed and you're going to take a knee for all the people killed by cops, then I'm going to ask you, why are you voting for the people that are putting these cops on the street to kill you? It's tough. It's like a drug addict, right? So a drug addict is taking a drug, and you're going, look, you're killing yourself. Man, you need to stay out of my business. And I had to steal from you. I had to do all these bad things. No, you don't. You're doing bad things, and you need to get off these drugs. No, man. And so they have what's called an intervention. Well, guess what? This guy, Steve Hilton, and many of these white enabling leftists, they don't want to have an intervention with black people because the intervention would be very simple. You are voting in the very people that set the rules. So what do you want us to do? And by the way, when they set these rules, let's go back to the real issue. The real issue is you're not being oppressed. The oppression is occurring because your Democrat leaders are doing nothing for your city. They are catering to the elite. But you get nothing. You don't have jobs. You don't own businesses in your neighborhoods. You don't have safe schools. You have none of that. So you know what you do? You do what is human nature to do. You have to find an underworld, a black market, pardon the pun, in order to survive. That's why you sell drugs. That's why you prostitute. That's why you commit armed robberies and so on and so forth. Chop shops and illegal DVD, illegal downloads or whatever it is, stealing movies. You name it. But it isn't because you're black. It's because of the circumstances. Yet again, Steve Hilton or any other leftist who wants to argue with me about this, who's responsible?
Oh, we're caring about the policies.
Oh, okay. So let's go back into the policy. Let's go back to the big picture. Who ran this country for 8 years? Barack Obama. And he had a complicit Congress, complicit leftism, media, industrial complex, you name it. He had it all. What happened? Did less black people get killed? Was there more black employment? Did schools get safer? Did people own more homes? Did black people start more businesses? Did he have fewer fathers going to prison? Did he increase the number of black folks, black fathers staying with their kids? Name any of this. Did he stop the number of black abortions and the genocide happening in the black community? What did he do that you go, well, this is really work. So my point is this. Whether you want to go, well, Kevin, it's the bigger system that did it. You had a guy in control of the bigger system, and I'm talking about in complete control of the bigger system for almost a decade. And nothing happened. So if you want me to feel sorry for somebody, you got to tell me, this person has changed their evil ways. They no longer are doing the stupid things that they were doing. They've repented. But I can't feel sorry for you if you don't repent. I can't feel sorry for you if you continue the cycle that leads to all the things you're talking about. And what are you doing? You're still taking a knee. You're taking a knee for what? You're taking a knee for being stupid? I'm sorry, I don't buy into stupid. I told you guys, I'm a bigot. First class bigot. I'm a bigot against stupidity. I don't like it when people don't listen and, they look at, they want to blame us for their own problems. I tell you what, black folks, there's a simple solution. Stop giving your vote to the left. Give others a shot. If you let the Republicans come in, look, they're not going to be in, it's not going to be a gift parade, but they'll at least give you some opportunity. Give them a shot. Stop wholesale rejection of Republicans. I told people all the time, Barack Obama could have done the world a favor if he'd said one thing. Black brothers and sisters on the left, stop criticizing your brothers and sisters on the right. Their intentions are just as good as yours. You may disagree with the tactics, but their intentions are good.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.